Did they drive the slaves down there in Davis's Bend very hard, or did they work them reasonable?
Reasonable. You know, Marcy Jewel give much as another boy. And the boy was chopping cotton. Boy didn't chip with the gang, you understand? But he hooked clean rule. Mm-hmm. And the boy, he come to hook the boy, boy chip, you understand? The boy dropped the hook down and run. Went to the house of Marcy Jewel boy. And he asked, what's the trouble, son? Said, Mr. Stone don't hook me because I don't keep this gang. And I had a man hook me. I didn't belong to him. I belong to you, Marcia. If I need him, don't you hook me. Don't mind hooking me. And he said, well, son, go out in the kitchen now and tell him to give you breakfast or dinner. And go out in the kitchen yard and work in the garden. This evening, I have a court day 2 o'clock. That day, he held court 2 o'clock. And all the hands say that, he didn't kill much yet, but he hold a clean rope. Hold a clean rope. You hold a clean rope, yes, huh? Uh-huh, but son, you hold a clean rope, all right. You stay at the house here now. Mm-hmm. I'll get rid of him. Next day, you fired him. Hmm. That's what kind of man he was, fired him. That nigga. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. That nigga stayed with nigga.
What did you say that Jeff Davis's mule was named?
Righteous Bill.
Righteous Bill.
Righteous Bill.
And you used to hold him?
Hold him many times. Hold him at the point shop door. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I just built a sad horse named Midnight, the Black Horse. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. No prison. Yes, sir.
Well, when they weren't working, did they allow them to have fun? What sort of fun they have? They have things like log rollings or corn huskins?
Corn huskins, all like that. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Gang, I'm getting that shopping corn. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Well, what they do on the corn husking?
Well, they sing a lot of songs, they laugh, play, wrestle, and jump, I guess you know. They leave a mark here and mark there, full length, you understand? Put a lay down, and hang out there, people yonder, make a mark back there, and he jump from here to there, if he could do it, see? Mm-hmm. Because I couldn't jump, I could just make a mark while he jump. Mm-hmm. That's what they do. Now, the little boy, see him good, you know, I'm a little boy. They march your barn dog. In a fine place too, fine barnyard too, fine barnyard. Fine, great big barnyard. See, wait, you have a barnyard. Be full of mules. No cows in there, told me cows going outside, the other place. A lot of mules get the cows, sheep in the other place, you know. And the sheds, you know, get big sheds, sheep and goats in there. Yes.
Well, what other kinds of, what other kind of fun and celebration did they have, except corn huskins?
Well, they'd have cotton pickings, I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. I know you meant to mention them.
Yeah.
Anything else besides cotton pickings and corn huskins?
No, nothing like that. That's all they'd have. And they'd tell you another thing you'd do too. They'd have this horse racing, you know. Mm-hmm. And they're playing tuba, you know, tuba, kissing, ring on, ride, you know, running the horse. Catching the ring on the horse, you understand? For a tournament.
It's a tournament.
Yes, sir. You pay at, you know, 4 or 5 horses, you understand? It's on his horse, you know, and his time run while he hold his spike, you understand, until he slipped there, you understand? So if he missed it. But the other fellow like, gets, you know. Mm. Yes, sir. He, when he gets the ring, he win. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. If he didn't get him, he lost. Mm. Yes, sir.
Did you ever hear him tell these Brer Rabbit stories and things like that around there, or did they tell them around where you were?
Well, they didn't tell them about where I was at. They didn't tell them about where I was at. I didn't hear about it. No.
Did they tell ghost stories? What kind of stories did they tell when you sat around the fire at night?
Well, they'd tell about these ghost stories, like you're talking about ghost stories, see? About spirits. Spirits coming around the house, you know, and hear something at the house. Come with the sheet open, like I said, all them kind of stuff. And he'd get scared and run. He'd come by the cemetery. He'd get scared of so and so. He just felt a hot steam and be out of the spirit. And the other fellow said it wasn't spirit. He'd get home and tell that tale by that spirit. That's all right. Nigga had so many things to tell that he ain't so. It's a fact, nigga out of the water, he ain't so. He used to think, he used to thought. White man had got his kind of thought in his head.
Nigga, the white man doesn't have that kind of thought in his head.
No, he ain't got his head. No, he ain't got his head. He put off just air. Now, you know, I know she spared my life. I never know spirit. I felt a pest loading here. It felt hot steam, just hot steam, that's all. I don't talk about it. Tell me some fellow born to see spirit. Well, if they see him, he see him. I don't see now. See, I don't know about that guy. I see no spirit. See, she's a white man, saw a man with no head on, saw a so-and-so. I ain't seen that guy. No.
Well, you didn't hear him telling the stories about animals or anything like that. Any other stories they'd tell?
No. Nah, no tale told once. But they said it would be fact, though. The fella was out hunting. And, in the broom stage, you understand? He has gone out hunting rabbits, you understand? And he went upon a man head out there. He looks. He said, Lord, here's a man head. Poor man got killed, young man. Man dead. I clap over his head. He said, well, how come you here? How come you here? And he spoke to him. See, mother brought me here. See, I went home to his master. And he'll talk to you. He carried his master out there, said, don't you talk with him. Man out there, master here, he had to talk to me here not long ago. At your hunting. That he'd see he's in the grass on it. He's talking to me. He asked him something, see what he said to you. And he asked him, he said, don't hit, don't talk to you, you cut my head off. He said, oh, no, boy, I think I asked. He asked him, Bill, just tell him to do it. He said, the boy spoke to the head. He never did answer. He didn't answer at all. And he cut Bob's head off. Cut Bob's head off. And he said, told Bob, the head spoke again, said, I told you, head, my mother bring you here, my mother brought you here. Now here he is, your head dead. Head spoke again, said, my mother brought you here. And he had a bunch of 100 rabbits, and he got his head chopped off. Yes, sir. See, that's real true.
Well, do you remember any songs, any lullabies that mothers sang to their babies when they were little? Like Sleep Baby Sleep and that sort of thing?
Yes, do you song what you sing? Buy a beer, bunkin', and Papa going to hunt. Down here, glad skin rap babies bunking. Probably sing that. Mom, would you sing that?
Well, would you say that again? I didn't quite catch it.
Mom, you sing, say, buy your beer bunking. Papa's going to hunting. Down here, rabbit skin rap babies bunking. Yeah, that, baby, don't you cry. We'll be Papa Angel by and by. I got you, understand you.
Do you remember any others?
No, sir. May come to matter a while sometime. Yeah. I hear everything out of a little boy.
When they had these tournaments riding the horses, did the Negroes ride in those?
Yes,
tournaments?
Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what I learned from white folks, you understand? Mm-hmm. They don't hurricane. They don't paint down our painting. Down my home painting. See, I was hurricane up here in Byfield. Here I was born in Byfield. Mm-hmm. They don't hurricane the pasture, you understand? See, racetrack. Mm-hmm. He's running the horse, you understand? Catch that tumor.
And then the niggas come home and have a tournament of their own, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Boss said, let them have it. Mm-hmm. Let them have it. What they want, let them have it. Yes, sir. The niggas have what they want. My niggas, they have what they want. Yes, sir.
Well, you didn't know any stories about Brer Rabbit and Brer Fox and
no.
Those kinds of
no,
stories?
Sir. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. Didn't know anything about Brer Rabbit and Brer Fox. Didn't like them. Didn't hear them. Couldn't hear them, but just out, you know, other things.
So you could have heard them if you were interested in them?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I couldn't hear them.
Well, one more thing. I guess we'll be through, and that is, you still don't remember any of the dance steps they used to do, do you? Or do you remember any of the dance steps?
No. I don't remember the dance steps at all.
You just played music and...
I played music. At my hobby all the time. Before I went to school, after I went to school, I come back from school. That's my old hobby. I was working out playing music. Yes. I like music, you understand? I like to see other folks dance, anyhow. I like to see him dance.
You like to see him dance?
He seems to dance.
Well, what kind of steps did they do?
Oh, they call all kinds of steps. Yes, sir. He dance, you know, just 32 to a 6, you know? Mm-hmm. And promenading, all that kind of stuff, you know? Swing corner, promenade your swing, and promenade to the ball, all that kind of stuff, you know? And when you get to the ball, you got to treat you, you got to buy some oranges, apples, candy, something like that, you know, we have in that place to sell, you know? A dime, a nickel, a quarter, something like that. And there. You got your car?
No, that's another car. Mm-hmm. Well, let me see if there's any question Mr. Lomax wants to ask, and then I'll be through. You told me this stick was Jeff Davis'
stick. Yeah, Mark Jeff's own stick. That's Mark Jeff's stick. That's Mark Jeff's stick. That's Mark Jeff's stick. Cut on by for you. Takes out bone on. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You said Mr. Montgomery gave it to
yes,
you?
Yes, he gave it to me 43 years ago. I hurt my foot one day. Said, boy, come on, go out of the house and get my stick. He was like, he said, Mark Jeff's old stick. He got his stick now. It's all right, because I have to give it. I have to give it. I got up to today. A man tried to give me a stick, Cat Jackson, sir. He's $5, and nobody wants it. So I keep him in my jail. Are you all right?
I think I'm right.
A lady wanted me to will to in Cleveland down there. Told me to will her this stick if I die for her. I said, miss, I hope you live real, and I hope I'll never die. And I told her. And I knew that stick. Well, I got to get good with these stuff. My people got to give me along. You gotta give them the lawn, I know them. Give them the lawn, and they'll all be able to help you do what you want to do.
You give them the lawn, and they'll help you.
They'll help you, they'll do it. Give them the lawn, they'll help you.
It's gonna be the final outcome for the Negroes in this country. Southland?
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, what's gonna happen to the Negroes in Southland? If you don't come to the line, she's lost bird in the high grass now. This late young nigga, I'm talking about, late young nigga. Mm-hmm. See, not an old nigga like me, all the old nigga like me, they'll live wholesome. Mm-hmm. This late young nigga, he got more education and he got no common sense in that head. And common sense is the best method man can ever have, common sense. He ain't got that stuff in his head, and he'd be lost liquor. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, do you think that times are going to get better for him, or?
For the late young nigga?
Mm-hmm.
No, sir.
Times going to get worse.
Worse for him, because he ain't right. You can't trust him. Can't trust him. He'll do something wrong, think you will never know it. It's a mistake. It's wrong. You can't, you think you do something wrong. Now, cut an eye once, and they bring all my gear, the oil mill had to be on. They had the money deposited in New York Bank. And they had to build an oil mill, they had me, the money shipped to me, you understand, see, from New York down here. I had all that money. And that penny come against me is why? Honestly. I never had an education, I had got common sense, I could read math classes a little bit, but old Ben, you just send me. You give me this job, do these things. I do this thing, credit to myself, honor for Mr. Kane. You send me here, do it, I do what you tell me to do. Obedience, best method in the world, obey. Yeah, right.
I think
yeah.
So.
You obey me. You keep me as long as I can. Obey. From the education I have, my obedience. Being right. Doing anything you want me to do. Do it right.
Do you think that most niggas are going to move out of this country or think they're going to stay down here?
They ain't going to stay down here. They ain't going to stay down here. No. They're going to leave. Time to leave. Time to time to get immigrate some other nationality here. Some other nationality.
Well, they're gonna bring some other nationality
here. Yeah, some other nationality.